There are so many fitness tracking devices on the market, but just how different are they from each other? Do they deliver the same results, or have they just become fashion accessories? Joining me on Tech Daily today is Chris Carney, TomTom Asia Pacific Vice President, to discuss this further along with the release of the new TomTom Touch. G'day, Chris.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, here's the question. Are all fitness trackers created equal?
Well, at TomTom, we don't think so. So what we saw when we looked at the fitness tracker market is people spend a lot of time counting their steps and not seeing a lot of result. And as a result, people stop using them over time. But what we've done with the Touch is include essentially the ability to see what's happening to your body when you do your exercise. So what we've included is a body fat and muscle mass percentage measurement device, so on your wrist. So when you do your exercise, when you do your steps or anything else that you do in your daily routine, you can see how your body changes over time.
Chris, to your knowledge, does any other consumer fitness tracker on the market in Australia deliver that that same kind of data? And just how important is it?
Well, we haven't seen this at all. So we are the first in the Australian market to do this. The technology has been around for a number of years in terms of scales and on professional level in gyms. But what we're about here is bringing it to a personal and portable level, so that people can track and track their changes over time. So I know I might know what I'm doing fitness-wise, but what is that doing to me is always the question. And we look at a number of other factors. People look at their weight, look at their BMI. But if you're training hard, say doing a little bit of weights, lots of cardio exercise, you may actually put on weight. Mm. And what's important is managing or looking at that. If you put on weight, it may be a combination of, you know, decreased body fat and increased muscle. People can get a bit despondent on that. But when you track what your body is made of, like we do with the TomTom Touch, you can take you can see what is happening. And when you know what your goals are, you can really understand how successful or not you are being.
Okay, so would I be right in saying that the TomTom Touch is for someone who's a little more serious or wanting to get a little more serious about their fitness?
It can help those, but I think it's really for the general fitness in the population as well.
Okay.
Because I know I do a bit of walking, you know, I walk my dogs, I do some cycling, I do some gym work. I don't consider myself a really serious exercise person.
Okay.
But I can see that if I've, you know, my even if my body weight's maintained, which is a typical way that people measure whether they're successful or not in exercise, unfortunately. But if my body weight's maintained, but my muscle mass goes up, my fat goes down, I actually am better. So I feel better, I look better, and you are more healthy. And I think this is a critical part of the story, that mass isn't everything. And there's many other ways and many other more useful ways to look at how fit you are.
Okay, so as opposed to the average fitness device that, you know, measures heart rate, like you say, tells you how many steps you've done, this gives you a little more information to, I guess, complete the story as to or helps you write the rest of your story when it comes to your fitness.
Yeah, we do the steps, we do the heart rate. As you said, this tells you, you know, this tracks what you're made of. This is our tagline. Tracking what you're made of is probably one of the most important ways to see whether you're being successful or not. So even if you're making your steps, your heart rate's going down, but your body fat's going up, that's probably not a good thing for you. So, but if you're combining a good step count with steady and consistent exercise, your heart rate's lowering over time and your body fat's decreasing, this generally is a good thing, depending on where you are on the body fat spectrum or muscle mass spectrum.
Okay, so apart from this this vital data that the TomTom Touch delivers, looking at some fitness devices in general, what other key features should they have? Battery life, waterproof. What are the key things that people are looking for?
Well, when we look at it, the key things are, a fitness device should encourage you to get fit. I mean, I think that's quite obvious, but it needs to give you some prompts and some understanding on what is my goal? Am I achieving my goal? So I think that's the critical thing. Understand what your fitness goal is and then choose a device that suits that. And so steps, even, you know, steps are important, but steps are only important as what the outcome is. Heart rate is a very good indicator of fitness, and what we do on our device is measure within a We measure every 10 minutes throughout the day to give you a resting heart rate, an average resting heart rate across your day, your week, your month, your year. So it gives you a good indication as to what your cardio exercise is doing for your general heart health. And what we also see is important is understanding this body mass story, but also in relation to weight. So weight is an important factor, and we do give the ability to input weight to our TomTom MySports platform to track the weight as well as your body composition, as well as your steps, as well as your heart rate. And it's a sleep monitor as well. So ensuring you get adequate rest is a really important part of any fitness regime as well.
Excellent. And how does the TomTom Touch go in terms of battery life? How often would I have to charge it?
You get 5 days on general usage. But if you do, we do have a sports mode on board as well, which gives you constant heart rate. That might bring it down a day or so if you're using that extensively.
Excellent. All right, finally, how much is the TomTom Touch and where can I send people to get some more info on it?
The RRP in Australia is $219, so 219. And you can get it from Rebel Sports, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, and at TomTom.com.
Brilliant. Chris Carney from TomTom, thanks again for taking time out to chat to me on Tech Daily.
Thanks for the opportunity, Andy.